starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it does seem that the markets are starting to react as we're getting well into the earnings announcements this week. And it does seem that earnings for the quarter have been pretty solid for everybody, coupled with the upcoming high levels trade talks in China that will resume as of next week. Now, such has given a boost to the slow market of the last few days and re-energized investors' confidence. As far as I'm concerned, my top movers in my portfolio were Bank of America and Apple. And as of today, my gains have reached an all-time high, up by 20.12% since the beginning of the year, mainly driven by my investments in the tech sector. However, 10 of the 11 sectors in the S&P 500 have actually performed quite well yesterday ahead of those trade talks. All of this paints a pretty positive picture indeed. It is one of those good days, but it also reminds you how the stock market reacts just like a human being. It is emotional, it is confident, afraid, optimistic, pessimistic, slow, irrational, and we all know how unpredictable human beings can be. Would you therefore trust your money with anybody else than yourself? And I don't think so, but we all get better over time. We age well, we mature and become wise as we go through the years, just like the stock market and your investments along the way. Basically, you get richer over time and you will end up building serious wealth because you have not sold any of your stocks. It is that simple. I am therefore pleased that the humans are still firmly in control of Wall Street despite growing talks of robots, artificial intelligence or advanced algorithm taking over possibly the trade of securities in a few years. And I am a strong believer that with the technological advancements we are currently witnessing at every level of our society, that taking out that human element at one point would practically eradicate volatility, reduce costs for the investors, reduce risks related to system errors and such, and provide more stability in the market. That could be a good thing overall, maybe. However, volatility is good for the investors, which allows us to take advantage of such occurrences to stretch our profits over time. Now, taking this element away from us could bring too much stability on the markets to my taste. And this is a very valid and additional reason to start investing as of today without wasting any time before all of that happens, as to take full advantage of that human element, high volatility, still being completely in control of Wall Street today. And we usually underestimate how fast things change in our society. Also, we are already launching 5G, the fifth generation cellular network technology, and most of the people on the planet right now cannot even comprehend the upcoming impact of such a technology on our world and on the markets even. Now, investing right now may be equivalent of buying land in Manhattan in 1900. Wouldn't you consider doing so or starting investing today if this had even a 2% chance of being true? Now, I'm 38 years old, and the advancement of technology in the medical sector and biotech could have already increased my life expectancy by a decade or even two. Time is the most valuable commodity, and we may have been already provided with much more of it. Hence, more time to build wealth. I also believe that the majority of your investments in your lifetime must be made as of today and not in 10 years or 20 years. That is the window we have before everyone else starts investing, before the robots and artificial intelligence algorithm take charge of Wall Street and the markets. Because, you know, if that happens, the stock market will become safer and predictable, and many people will have confidence then in putting their money into play, and less opportunity for us early investors. On those good words, I wish you all a fantastic day ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.